I can literally start immediately. Oh, we mow it. I can start immediately. Oh, we mow it. How you like that, dude? Oh, we mow it.
We are, mate.
Did you ever read Wimbledon, the script I gave you?
Oh, yeah. No, I did not.
You did not? Okay.
Did not.
Because I was, I don't think I've ever spoken to Matt about it, and I've not spoken about it publicly, but.
You lost me on the pitch.
I did lose you on the pitch when I said the coach was fat.
He was like, the coach is just a big, fat, ugly fucker.
I didn't say that.
He's like, and I want you to play him. And I was like, oh, all right, you piece of shit. I'm not
reading that. Heavy set for a tennis player. But I wanted to do, it's a story about an older coach who can't play anymore. And if they find
the sure
dog,
you want to put the script out? Because this is big.
Hmm?
All right, go
you
ahead.
Think I shouldn't describe it?
Let's
see. I'll just say it's about a dog who plays tennis.
Mm-hmm.
We're now making it a
graphic
novel.
Keep going because I like what happens in Japan.
All right. There's a little girl who has a dog. And he's a golden retriever and he's very good at tennis.
It's Air Bud, but
yeah.
Air Bud. But this old coach is like, I want to win a golden slam. I want to take this dog to all the great grand slams and win. And that's the only thing worth doing in tennis. But the first one they have to go to is Japan. And
Wimbledon runs into a PR disaster.
Yeah, I want him to not shake a guy's hand. Everyone is very, but they're like, great dishonor to not shake a man's hand. And they start throwing swords because they want the dog to commit suicide. And then the dog goes up to the opponent's bag and opens it. And child pornography and marijuana come out of the bag. And people go, he was a bad guy. Wimbledon was right not to shake his hand. But then they're only upset about the marijuana. They're like, the child pornography was good. That was some of the best child pornography we've ever seen. We love that in Japan. But marijuana, we don't tolerate at all. But I think this is a good family movie. I'll send it to you again. I'm making it a graphic novel. And I appreciate, I asked very briefly and you said yes. And I didn't get a commitment publicly. But I'm using your, we've started the
you
artwork for Wimbledon. I've used your likeness in that graphic novel.
Fucker.
About.
Well, hold on a second. I didn't know it was about child. I didn't know the child porn happened.
You shut it down.
You shut it down.
Okay, good.
You're not doing the child porn.
All right.
Yeah.
It's also not you. It's a character that looks exactly like you in a graphic novel that a beautiful man in Tulsa is drawing at the moment. But I think you should, if you ever get time.
Well, what happens to it with Wimbledon?
I don't want to spoil the story about how he has to fight a robot dog at the end of the American Open. There's also a role for Matt as the evil villain in charge of the Tennis Federation who's offended that there's a dog competing.
I can see him getting a little power hungry. Yeah.
But I think Wimbledon, I mean, stand-up comedy, that was my love me do. This is my Sergeant Pepper's, Wimbledon.
Yeah.
I'm moving into the future. I believe in it.
So that's awesome.
It doesn't have to be
Matt's
that
fan. Dabbling in graphic arts as well.
I've seen the cartoons.
Garfield,
I was inspired.
True.
Prostitute.
Secret prostitute Garfield Patreon project.
No, I don't know about this now. Secret prostitute?
Yeah, Miss Lasagna, bro. Someone, a secret artist, sent me a comic strip. It's really, actually really well done.
And you're funny. You're the Medici family.
I'm the Medici family. I was like,
he's filling his coffers. You're saying, I need more art.
He goes, I don't know what to do with this. I'm like, bro, please let me put this on the Patreon. Everyone hates it. I can't stop putting it up there. It's about Garfield becoming a trans streetwalking prostitute. And then just John trying to get Garfield off the streets. And out
I would have
life.
Made him a John. That would have been so easy. John would be trying to buy...
No, John's appalled. Just sweet little kitty.
Yeah.
And then John falls into the underworld in effort to save Garfield.
What's the dog doing? What's the dog called?
Odie's part of the Yakuza.
Damn, you're overlapping a little.
Oh, America's ready for a beautiful story about a dog that does something.
Dude, for real, dog sports was like a big genre.
And then it went away. Hollywood complains that no one's going to see movies, and then they're making weird trans Mexican cartel musicals. Make a movie about a dog that wins at sport and people will flock back to the cinema.
Air Bud had, what, they have three Air Buds?
It was football, soccer, probably a couple basketball ones.
Yeah.
Air Bud went to space?
I didn't know that.
Space Bud? I knew he went to space. Movie Valhalla, dude.
Yeah.
Damn. Is it like Beethoven? Was a great dog who saved the family? Lassie was a great dog?
Homeward Bound is a great dog movie.
Yeah.
I mean, I watched that a bunch of times with my kids recently.
Shadow.
Yep. Chances, yeah.
Hold on, what's the...
The cat's name?
Yeah.
Chance, Shadow.
There's 14 Air Bud movies.
Missy?
14.
Missy.
Pissy?
Holy
Prissy?
Fuck,
Missy?
It's Missy.
Is it?
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I loved the fuck out of that movie. It got me every time.
I know.
Shadow fell. I didn't see it coming single time.
Did you ever see My Dog Skip?
It's
Frankie Muniz. He's got a beautiful dog, and when it seems like the dog dies, it's
really
dog dying in a movie is the only time I really cry.
Yeah,
it's a good move though.
All the animals in Homeward Bound died, like they they killed a bunch of animals making that movie.
Are you what? Sure you're not thinking of Milo and Otis?
Oh yeah,
Milo and Otis. They were
yeah, because they live, they survive in the end.
That was the Korean or Japanese. Milo and Otis used to be my go-to.
They killed a bunch of dogs to make pugs. Milo and Otis.
It was a puppy, pug, and a kitten.
You'd have to.
They were taught, and at one point they fight a bear. And apparently they were just tossing those things.
There was no need to do that. For real?
Yeah, they filmed it for real, and they finally got it. Because no. I think the bear finally got full from pugs.
That can't be true.
They kept throwing
them
in.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh. Well,
they definitely in Homeward Bound threw a cat into a river.
They also do that in...
Do they really?
In Milo Notis, and they lost a couple cats in the river.
Used to be able to kill animals in movies. Now they've always got a thing saying no animals were harmed. I was watching an old Russian movie, and a horse really falls down the stairs.
What?
That was a hard watch. And then I watched the Apocalypse Now.
Apocalypse Now is nuts.
And they just have a cow at the end.
They cut a
big
cow.
Big knives.
Yeah.
And they just like hack the, and like.
I mean, if they ate it afterwards, that's great.
Yeah,
that's
it was to eat. He filmed like a real actual ritual.
Yeah.
Like, Francis Ford Coppola's wife was like, I just saw some villagers hacking a cow apart. Do you want to put that in the movie? And he went, all right.
Obviously.
It needs something in the third act to really give it.
It was directed, Milo Notis directed by Masanori Hata.
Oh no.
And Kan Ichikawa.
I didn't know it was that Japanese movie.
It is.
I didn't know that either.
I've heard what's his name? Lewis talked about this. It was very funny. Yeah. Lewis Gomez was the first person I heard break this story. Yeah, they were tossing some dogs and
they'd have to get a new replacement pug every time. Pugs luckily look pretty similar.
Have you seen their skulls?
Yeah.
I can't stop thinking about
What's up with their skulls?
It's just, yeah.
It's a circle.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's the ugliest, weirdest. We did that to them.
I know.
Well, Chinese emperors did that to them to have just a fun little thing.
That must have been so tight when you finally like turn a wolf into a tiny little thing.
You've done it.
Whoa. Yeah. What the fuck? Yeah.
And when they sneeze, their eyes fall out sometimes.
Really?
Pugs are great.
That was another movie idea. I wanted someone. All right. Like greyhound racing. Does it have to be a greyhound? Maybe there's a guy who thinks his pug has it in him, you know? But then at the end, the dog sneezes and its eyes fall out. So that could be fun.
Then a Japanese businessman throws it at a bear.
Having a movie, a heartwarming story about a pug that ends in its eyes falling out from sneezing would be pretty great. And then be like, we're just raising awareness to pug deformity. But then, like, what do? Just like, wipe out the pugs?
Just breed it with a slightly longer-faced animal.
Yeah, start breeding. Yeah,
start breeding a nose back into the pug. The pug nose restoration project society, and you're just making pugs have sex with Great Danes. Nice.
Tommy Pope had a pug, and it makes me laugh.
That is funny.
He had a long. It was huge. He showed me a picture of it. It was like a fucking 10-foot long pug. It was laying flat on the porch with its arms and legs out.
What the fuck?
I was like, this is the biggest pug I've ever seen. He was like, oh, that's Bufferini Marie. His pug's name was Bufferini Marie.
Was it a wiener dog mixed with a pug?
No, it was just straight pug. It was just a big one.
What?
And I just love that it had a WAP name, Bufferini Marie. Think of it, Tommy Pope with a pug.
Bufferini Marie.
Come here, Bufferini.
Bufferini Marie is so fun. I never really thought about being a dog in an Italian household.
You're probably going to hit.
No.
It's probably crazy. Probably
I think about hit. It every day. I wake up and I think if I was a dog at an Italian household. With all the pasta that they, you know, the problem with that pug, the nonno was there. Going, yeah. You're so skiing. Let's give her the dog.
It's got to be like dramatic. It's got to be like the Roman Empire. You're just at the top. You're being treated like a fucking absolute god.
Yeah, true.
Next thing you know, they're rising up against you.
The
you're
wasps are angry. Sweat. Yeah,
you're eating just delicious cuisine sitting on like a nice silk pillow.
It's better than Irish dog.
Irish dogs are the worst, bro.
You had some guys hitting dogs.
Dude, our dogs got beat. I thought you could hit dogs until like maybe 6 years ago.
We've discussed it. I've witnessed Phil punched. He fucking punched dogs. He punched him in the head. The dog was being bad. He hit Riggins. He popped Riggins. That was recently.
Did he get his shoulder into it or is it just a little?
Like a jab to the top of the dog's head.
That's frowned on.
What the fuck was that?
That is frowned upon.